Once upon a time, man learned to master fire, something no other living creature had done before him. Man conquered the entire world. One day he found a new fire, a fire so powerful that it could never be extinguished. Man reveled in the thought that he now possessed the powers of the universe. Then in horror, he realized that his new fire could not only create, but also destroy. Not only could it burn on land, but inside all living creatures, inside his children, the animals, all crops. Man looked around for help, but found none. And so he built a burial chamber deep in the bowels of the earth, a hiding place for the fire to burn into eternity.
Red.
What's wrong?
Red.
4 red capsules. In 10 minutes, take 2 more.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Red. My civilization depends on energy as no civilization before us. Energy is the main currency for us. Is it the same for you? Does your way of life also depend on unlimited energy?
A century of energy innovations with passive safety systems that ensure more safety than any nuclear plant operating today, with nearly zero emissions of greenhouse gases during operation. Introducing ESBWR, producing safer, cleaner energy. A proud innovation of GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, provider of advanced reactors, nuclear fuel and reactor services.
Because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Say that you are now on a place where we have borrowed something from you to protect you, and we have taken great pain to be sure that you are protected. We also need you to know that this place should not be disturbed, and we want you to know that this is not a place for you to live in. You should stay away from this place, and then you will be safe.
remember.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Routine radiation releases from every stage of the uranium fuel chain take place, but at the reactors especially. Like I said, the uranium fuel becomes a million times more radioactive when it passes through a reactor for several years. There are leaks in these fuel rods, so the primary coolant water becomes contaminated. Some of it gets filtered out, but there are leaks in the system. And so the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, again, grants permits to utilities to discharge radioactivity on a routine basis into the water, because all of the nuclear power plants are located on water for cooling purposes. Well, they're also taking advantage of their location on water to dump radioactivity into the river, the lake, the ocean, where they're located. And another pathway for routine radiation releases is into the air. They have atmospheric discharges. And this is somewhat different and more shocking, in a sense, than even the leaks that are going on at these old plants like Vermont Yankee. They're having very serious and large-scale leaks of tritium, which is radioactive hydrogen, into the groundwater and then into the Connecticut River. Well, where was that tritium going to when it leaked? It was being discharged on a routine basis with permission from the U.S. federal government. So yes, it does become more concentrated when it leaks into groundwater. But the whole philosophy of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the nuclear power industry is dilution is the solution to pollution. They were going to dump it directly into the air and into the Connecticut River in the first place. And people living downstream are being exposed to these radiation doses. And the National Academy of Sciences, for decades now, has repeated their finding that any exposure to radioactivity carries a health risk, no matter how low the exposure, and that the risks are cumulative, that the risks go up the more you're exposed.
We're preempting your normal Babcom service to bring you another update in the continuing crisis. Right now, our greatest enemy is fear.
I am now in this place where you should never come. We call it Onkelo. Onkelo means hiding place. In my time, it is still unfinished, though work began in the 20th century when I was just a child. Work would be completed in the 22nd century, long after my death. Onkelo must last 100,000 years. Nothing built by man has lasted even a tenth of that time span. But we consider ourselves a very potent civilization. If we succeed, Onkola will most likely be the longest lasting remains of our civilization. If you, sometime far into the future, find this, what would it tell you about us?
Is there no
about the so-called success of the French nuclear program?
Well, there's a lot of myths surrounding the French nuclear program. The U.S. nuclear establishment loves to point to France, and they say the French have figured everything out. They get 80% of their electricity from nuclear power. But what are some of these myths? One of the myths, and again, the chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has said himself that the idea, the notion that the French have solved their radioactive waste problem is one of the best myths out there. That's a quote. He said that. And it is a myth, actually, because what the French do is they reprocess high-level radioactive waste. They extract plutonium, supposedly to reuse as reactor fuel. That program has largely fallen apart at huge expense to French ratepayers and taxpayers. They're sitting on a mountain of separated plutonium in France, which is weapons usable. They have to guard that plutonium supply 24/7, very carefully, because just a small quantity of that plutonium could be used for a nuclear weapon. So they have to secure the separated plutonium. In addition, they discharge a lot of radioactivity into the air and into the ocean. They have an underwater pipeline into the English Channel, and they dump 100 million gallons of radioactively contaminated liquids every year into the ocean. It's traveled as far as the Canadian Arctic, and it's contaminated the seafood supply. So there's a dozen European countries outraged by this practice. And the gaseous releases from the French reprocessing facility are quite startling as well, especially gases like krypton, radioactive krypton. In a single year's operations at the La Hague reprocessing facility in France, more radioactive krypton is released than all of the atomic weapons blasts from the 1940s through the 1960s. And another radioactive gas released from reprocessing is carbon-14, radioactive carbon-14, which has a 5,000-year half-life. So you multiply the half-life by 10 for the hazardous persistence, 50,000 years of hazard. So nuclear power is pointed to as a solution to carbon dioxide releases. Well, the nuclear fuel chain releases carbon, and it happens to be radioactive. Radioactive carbon-14, one of the most hazardous of the radioactive isotopes, because it will integrate into living tissues, including in humans, where it will deliver its radiation dose. And the same can be said of tritium, this radioactive form of hydrogen, which can integrate down to the most intimate levels in the human biology, right down to the DNA molecule. And that's why it can initiate cancer, genetic damage, birth defects.
Electricity. You flip a switch, the lights go on. But will we have safe supplies of electricity to meet our fast-growing needs? Today, nuclear energy provides 1/5 of America's electricity. Tomorrow, it could supply even more. And nuclear power plants don't emit greenhouse gases, so they preserve our environment.
You have now gone deeper into the tunnel, and you have reached a place where you should never have come. Down here, radiation is everywhere. You do not know it, but something is happening to your body right now. It is beyond your senses. You feel nothing, you smell nothing. An invisible light is shining right through you. It is the last glow of my civilization that harvested the powers of the universe.
About the issue of global warming and the claim that nuclear power doesn't contribute to global warming, doesn't emit greenhouse gases?
Well, the industry would like people to think that there are zero greenhouse gas emissions from the nuclear power industry. It's not true. There are greenhouse gas emissions, especially the front end of the nuclear fuel chain is very energy intensive. Most of that energy is fossil fuels. From the mining and the milling to the processing, and then especially the enrichment of uranium, two uranium enrichment facilities in the United States operated from the 1950s, really up until the present day. One of them is still operating, using two coal-fired power plants at each of these uranium facilities. Every watt of electricity from this dirty coal that was being burned was being used to enrich uranium. It was 1% of the electricity usage in the United States for decades on end. And in addition, it was a huge releaser of ozone layer destroying chlorofluorocarbons. So there are these greenhouse gas emissions. There's ozone destroying chemicals released. But some of the other reasons that nuclear cannot solve the climate crisis is the astronomical expense of nuclear power. Reducing greenhouse gases with energy efficiency is 10 times more cost effective than new atomic reactors in the United States. Renewable sources of electricity, like wind power, are very cost competitive with nuclear at this point. Wind is coming down dramatically in price, and this is reflected by the major expansion in wind power. Just last year in the United States, 7,000 megawatts of new wind was installed. How much nuclear was installed? 0% was installed. And you can go back for 30 years and have very little nuclear power coming online, while wind is growing by leaps and bounds. And even solar technology is coming down dramatically in price. Probably in a few years' time, solar centralized facilities will be cost competitive with nuclear. And this is very remarkable because nuclear power, just like fossil fuels, has enjoyed the lion's share of public support for decades on end, whereas wind and solar have gotten the crumbs, if that. So despite the disparity in subsidies, renewables are competitive and actually out-competing nuclear power. Waste that's generated at nuclear power plants takes that natural uranium, passes it through the reactor core, and makes it a million times more radioactive than it was as fresh fuel. And then that waste is stored in indoor pools of water. Those have filled at most nuclear power plants now. They're packed to the gills, and they've gone to this outdoor storage in silos of concrete and steel, the overflow parking for high-level radioactive waste. Unfortunately, these waste storage facilities are vulnerable to attack. Especially certain reactor designs have pools that are several stories up in the air and share pool walls with the outside of the facility. And there's a report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission which shows that if the pool water is drained, it would only take a matter of hours at most before the waste would spontaneously combust and you would have an accident much worse than Chernobyl. Because Chernobyl was 200 tons of nuclear fuel, some of the pools in the country have several-fold more quantity of high-level radioactive waste in them than that. And even these outdoor silos were never designed to withstand a terrorist attack. And the expensive part You could not come up with a more expensive way to boil water, because that's what nuclear power does. It boils water, it makes steam, the steam turns a turbine and makes electricity. It's very expensive. The price tag on a new atomic reactor in this country, and this comes from the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, he said a good ballpark number is $10 billion.
We already have enormous amounts of nuclear waste all over the world. If this waste spills out into nature, it'll cause death and destruction. Large areas will become uninhabitable for a long, long time. Did that happen? Are there forbidden zones with no life in your time?
Fukushima.
Mr. President, I would not rule out the chance to preserve a nucleus of human specimens.
Really did it.
You maniac! You blew it up! God damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
What is he talking about?
UNCLO is our very first permanent repository for nuclear waste. But when UNCLO is sealed a century from now, it'll hold only a fraction of the waste we have. We must build many more UNCLOs far from earthquakes and volcanoes to keep the waste away from the surface of the earth. We must build many more secret chambers that we hope to hide from you.
Thank you.
my inmost self unto my God, unto my God.
Sure how to overcome the problem of leaving markers to warn you. Messages from long-lost civilizations were found in our times, but it took us many years to understand the language and the signs. Some we still cannot read.
In one of the countless billions of galaxies in the universe lies a medium-sized star. And one of its satellites, a green and insignificant planet, is now dead.
I have learned that life is made up of a series of hills that I get to climb up so that I can climb down.
If we cannot rely on markers and archives, how will you know? Maybe our legends will reach you by being told over and over from generation to generation, like ancient legends have reached us. Were you warned about Onkelu through legend? Did your parents tell you stories about the fire in the burial chamber, deep in the bowels of the earth? The chamber you must always remember to forget.
Your ignorance makes me ill and angry. Your savageness must end.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification.